It's such a joy to see the group that we usually have on Mother's Day, our family day here at Menlo. And you know, I wish we could have all of you with us every day. I believe some of you live close, we could, but we're just proud to have you today. And we're proud of all the moms that are with us. We have a house full of moms, and we just appreciate you and we love you. And don't forget, before you leave, to pick up a little memento. I know it's not much. On the table back there, I brought the little plaques and somebody else brought the pens. But whichever you get, or if there's enough to go around one of each, why, help yourself to them. Some of them are for grandmothers and some for mothers. And I'm not going to try to pick y'all out which is which, but we'll just let you pick up one. How's that? We always look forward to this day, and especially to the meal, the fellowship meal that we'll have out at Lawrence Center. Lord willing, after we conclude our worship service, we'll be going directly over there. And already been over there and took some food. I took some hamburgers, and some of the ladies have a lot better stuff prepared, and we have enough cakes and cold drinks to feed five times the people that are here. So if you didn't bring anything, don't worry about that, because those of us that brought, the church is furnishing the main course, and a lot of us brought desserts and other things. And so we just want you to come and bring Mom and have lunch together with us. Well, what are we here for this morning? We're here for two purposes. We're here to honor our earthly mothers, and we're here to worship our Heavenly Father. As much as we love the mothers and we appreciate them and we honor them, we know we wouldn't have them and we wouldn't have anything without God. So we want to remember that. Our primary purpose that we've come together here for this morning is to worship God. Mother is not to be worshipped as such, but she's to be honored. Proverbs 31, speaking of the virtuous woman, says, "She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." So mother is not to be worshipped as such, but she is to be honored, and she is to be praised for her role in life. You know, it's interesting to note that the Bible does tell us to revere our earthly father and mother. We many times read Psalm 111 and verse 9, and a lot of people used to say, well, we shouldn't call anyone reverend because this is the only time the word reverend is used in the Bible, and it's attributed to God. And it says in the King James Version, Psalm 111 and verse 9, "Holy and reverend is his name." But that's the Hebrew word yare. And the same word is used a bunch of places in the original, even though it's translated by other terms in English. In Leviticus 19 and 3, the Lord says, "Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God." That's what he told the children of Israel. Well, you know, I have seen some kids that were afraid of their parents, but I don't think this is too good an idea of what he's talking about here. More respect than to fear. But you know what the word in Hebrew is? The same word that's talking about God when it says in Psalm 111 and 9, "Holy and reverend is his name," yare. It says, "Ye shall yare every man his mother and his father." So it's she's not to be worshipped as God, but she is worthy of adoration and respect. We're going to talk a little bit about the mothers this morning, so we don't want any of you faces turning red or anything. But I have collected some sayings, some little catchy sayings about Mama, and I'm going to share them with you this morning. one that I'm sure we've all heard, says, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." And Brother Dubb, in his prayer, talked about the mothers that are a backbone of the congregation, and that's true. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Someone has said the favorite period for building character for eternity is in the nursery. And you know that's true also. A mother gets the child started off on the right foot. The mother is queen of the nursery and sways a scepter more potent than that of kings, someone say. And that again is true. The influence that a mother has. Remember what Paul told the young man Timothy? He said, "I remember the faith that is in thee, which was first, which dwelt first in thy mother Lois and thy grandmother Eunice, and I'm persuaded also in thee." 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. A mother is a person who, seeing there are only four pieces of pie for five people, suddenly announces that she never did care for pie anyway. That's another saying that is said about mother. And the truth of the matter is, she loves the pie, but she loves to see the kids eat it better. And that's just the way mama is, isn't it? Selfless. Someone said, "A man's work is from son to son, but a mother's work is never done." I saw another one that said, "There's no such thing as a part-time mother." Well, some of them may try it. But a real mother cannot be a part-time mom. It's a full-time job. And most of the mothers, and I'm persuaded all of us here today, have lived up to that obligation well. Abraham Lincoln said, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life." And you know, I could say the same thing. And I know a lot of you younger men and women can say the same thing. You remember mama's prayers, and they have clung to you all your life. They've helped you, and you realize that. There's a Spanish proverb that says, "An ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy." That's good, isn't it? To keep young people straight and in line, an ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy. And Marion Garrity wrote in one of the chicken soup books, "Mother love is the fuel that enables a normal human being to do the impossible." And you know, I've seen my mama do the most nearly the impossible. Make good dishes when she had to substitute half the ingredients because we didn't have them. How many times have you seen mama do that? And Toni Morrison wrote, "Grown up don't mean nothing to a mother. A child is a child. They get bigger and older, but grown? What's that supposed to mean? In my heart, it don't mean a thing." And we're always children to our parents, aren't we? Ann Taylor wrote, "Who fed me from her gentle breast and hushed me in her arms to rest and on my cheek sweet kisses pressed? My mother. Who ran to help me when I fell and would some pretty story tell or kiss the place to make it well? My mother." Does that not bring back a lot of fond memories? A little girl was once asked, "Where is your home?" You know what her reply was? "Where mother is." Home was where mother is. William Goldsmith Brown said, "The sweetest sounds to mortals given are heard in mother, home, and heaven." Some of the sweetest words, aren't they? Mother, home, and heaven. I clipped a poem I'd like to share with you. It's entitled, More Than a Mother. When God set the world in place, when He hung the stars up in space, when He made the land and the sea, then He made you and me. He sat back and saw all that was good. He saw things to be as they should. Just one more blessing He had in store. He created Mother, but whatever for? He knew a mother would have a special place to shine His reflection on her child's face. A mother will walk the extra mile just to see her children smile. She'll work her fingers to the bone to make a house into a home. A mother is there to teach and guide. A mother will stay right by your side. She'll be there through your pain and strife. She'll stay constant in your life. A mother will lend a helping hand until you have the strength to stand. She'll pick you up when you are down. When you need a friend, she'll stick around. A mother is one who listens well, will keep her word, will never tell. A mother never pokes or pries, but stands quietly by your side, giving you strength you need, encouraging you to succeed. A mother is one who can be strong when you need someone to lean on. You're more than a mother to me, a reflection of Him in your face I see. A love that knows no boundaries. I'm glad that you chose to be all this and more to me. You share a love that knows no end. You're more than my mother. You're my friend. Carrie Kishmary, I pen these words. But enough about all these famous sayings of mothers. They're all endearing, heart-touching. What does God say about mothers? You know, there's a lot in the Bible about mothers. In Genesis 3:20, after that God had taken the rib from man's side and made the woman, Adam named his wife Eve. He said, because she would become the mother of all living. First mother. In Exodus 20:12, God says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Leviticus 20:9, everyone that curseth father or mother shall be surely put to death. And Deuteronomy 5:16, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live long and that may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Did you notice what a wonderful blessing God pronounces upon people who honor their father and mother? God told the children of Israel that it may be well with you. We all want things to go well with us, don't we? We want to be like Joseph. Everything that we put our hand to prosper. We call it good luck. I'd rather call it God's blessing. But whatever we call it, we want it, don't we? God says how to have it. Honor your father and your mother. Somebody might say, well, that was back in olden days. That was back in Old Testament times. Well, look what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:2-3. He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Paul said that hadn't expired yet. That still holds true. God promised blessings when we honor our parents. You know, that doesn't always mean as little children. A lot of times we think that when we get to be 16 or 18 years old, we don't have to honor father or mother anymore. That's not what God says. In Matthew 15:4, they asked Jesus why His disciples transgressed the tradition of the elders by eating with unwashed hands. Jesus asked them, why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Now he was talking there about people who were grown, who were adults. And he was talking about caring for their elderly parents. And he said, You are making God's commandment of none effect by saying whatever a person can say, whatever he owed his mama or his dad, he'll just give it to the Lord and won't be obligated to them. It doesn't work that way. You don't get out from under the obligation of honoring your parents just because you get grown. You don't get out from under the obligation of honoring your parents just because you put a lot of money in the church treasury. So on and on we could go talking about what the Bible says about mother. In Luke 1:43, Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? The mother of Jesus. In Luke 2:51, Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart. That's when he stayed behind in the temple. His mother, loving mother that she was, went back looking for him. And in 1 Corinthians 11:11, Paul had spoken of the fact that man was created first and then woman was created from him, and that woman was created to be the helpmeet for man. But in reflecting on that and the importance of motherhood in life, Paul said, Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so the man is the man also by the woman. But all things of God. That's kind of a tongue twister. And what he's saying is, what we always say sometimes kind of in lightheartedness, Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. None of us would be here without you. And that's what Paul's saying. We wouldn't be here. Man might have been created first, but none of us would be here without the mothers. But we're here to worship and to praise our Heavenly Father because He's blessed us so many ways, and in one of those ways, He gave us mothers. I want to close with you by reading a passage from Psalm 139:7 beginning. The psalmist said, Where can I go? I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Talking about God. If I ascend to heaven, you were there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle in the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. You realize that? It was God that made you when your mother was carrying you. He says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are all your works. That I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, isn't God wonderful? Isn't God majestic in setting the things in order and the family and the mothers? and all the people that care for each other and all that are here today as families. It's a wonderful thing. Don't forget it. It's a blessing of God. If there's one here today and you've not committed your life to Christ in being a Christian, let me encourage you to do that today. Place your faith in Christ. Realize that He took your sin to Calvary. Repent of that sin. Say, devil, I'm not going to live for you another day. I'm going to live for my Jesus that died for me. Repent of that sin. Confess your faith in Him. Make that dedication to Him. Be buried with your Lord in baptism. We'll assist you in that. Some may say, might be saying, well, I used to be a Christian, but I'm not in church anymore. I'm not faithful anymore. God has given you this day the opportunity to come back, to rededicate your life to the Lord. Paul said to the Galatians, ye did run well. Who hath hindered you that you should not obey the truth? Not enough to be a has-been. It's what you are that counts. If we can help you get back in line with God and in the church, we're here to pray with you and for you. And if you're subject to either invitation, won't you come while we stand, while we sing?